And were jobs, like, how were they advertised?
They usually had a sign outside. Vacancies. And everyone was looking for work, you know. I mean, it was huge, you know, because there was still a lot of people coming over, you know. I mean, the first immigration bill had passed in 62, but still a lot of people were coming into the country. Yeah. A lot of people coming over from Ireland. And because nothing had really changed in Ireland at that point, so a lot of Irish labour. And, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, you literally could go from factory to factory, you know. It was only if you had finished up on one of the blacklists as an organiser, you know, or a troublemaker, you know, that then you suddenly... when I got the... I forget when I got blacklisted. When I got the sack from Associated Automation on this false charge, I think I did try looking for another job everywhere. No. They knew who I was straight away. I mean, in a way that's now illegal, I think now they have to be very cautious about that now, because you're actually breaking the law by doing that now. But back then they could do it with impunity.